Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I'm in Kent. I have come to Kent because it is my little boy's birthday, my Jeremy. And I should have got a recording of him, actually, so he could speak for himself. But he gets the key of the door. He's 18. That's pretty good age for a cat, and there's plenty of life left in him yet, as he often likes to tell you. But no, he's been so cute. When I think about how poorly he was this time last year, well, he was starting to get over it, but yeah, when he was so ill, and you see him now, and he's just, yeah, he's good as gold. So that's why I'm here. And I went, don't tell him, but I went to the shop and I bought him a little giraffe toy. He will ignore it like every other toy he has, but you know, well, he'll play with it for about 30 seconds if you're lucky, and then that will be it. It will be consigned to his toy box, never to be seen again. But hey, it gives me joy. Apart from that, I'm not sure I have much creative news to tell you other than my study is almost done. Study, studio, got to call it a studio. My studio is almost done. I've got a rug now and I've got the chair. I've built the chair. The desk is waiting to be built, but it's so heavy. It arrived on Monday and I had to get my friend to help me carry it up because we have no working lift in our block. And so it was very, very heavy. And I paid the price, severely paid the price of that with my back. But luckily, I had my brand new bed to sleep in on Monday. But anyway, I digress. So yes, the desk is there and I've got a blind on order. So I'm going to get a little man in to fit the blind, put up the desk. And that means I can move in. I'm very excited. So I don't know what the acoustics are going to be like, because even with the rug down, it's still not brilliant. So we'll have to play that by ear. You'll know, I guess, yeah, well, I hope this time next week. So I hope next Thursday we'll know what it's going to sound like. And if it's too echoey, I guess I may have to do something. What is it? They put those egg boxes on the wall. I'm not putting egg boxes. I don't know what it's called, but that sound deadening stuff. I may need to put a panel or two of that on the wall. But then, yeah, I've got a blackout blind as well, which means hopefully that I can do a bit of animation. So, and of course, work, because I'm going to get a job. I will be working in there. So, yeah, all coming together. It seems to have come together quite quickly, having had weeks and weeks or months and months of nothing. And then, yeah, it's just all happening, which is great fun. But it also means that I will start writing some comedy. I've got lots of notes, actually, lots of new comedy ideas have come to me recently. It's like the comedy juices are starting to flow again, even though I haven't actually done any comedy. So I can sit down and try and write some of these ideas out, because I've got to get 12 to 15 minutes ready for May, as you know. I've already told you about this. Did I make the right choice in accepting? Sometimes we just have to say yes. Have you read that book? It's by, who's that by? I can't remember the guy's name. I haven't got my phone with me, so I can't even look it up. His name will come back to me, but he wrote a book called Yes Man. That's it. And somebody recommended it to me because I had dinner with them and I just happened to say that I realised that I got stuck in a rut of saying no. And so I was in a period where I was going to just say yes to everything. And he said, that's why I was on this date, actually, because I said yes. But he said, why don't you read this book, Yes Man? And it's brilliant. There's a few bits that I'm like, not so good. But generally, it's a great book. And it's nothing like the movie. So if you've seen the movie, read the book. It's a completely different story, really. Well, it is. And much, much better than the movie. The movie was a massive letdown. It has Jim Carrey in it. Not that that was a letdown. It's just the direction they took the movie in was just not like the book. And so, yeah, I'm feeling I need to get back to saying yes to things. And so that's pretty much why I said yes to the comedy, even though I'm really not ready. And it scares me to think that, well, this will be the longest gig I've ever done. 12 to 15 minutes is the longest gig I've ever done. I've only ever done 10 minutes. I've had quite a few 10-minute gigs and I've not made 10 minutes. I've made 8 minutes. So I need to really up my game for this one. And also I'm hoping to invite a friend who I haven't seen well, she's certainly never seen me perform, so because it's in her town. So again, I need to up my game. Well, I need to find out if she's free first. But that's it. That's pretty much my week, really, has been all around my home and coming to Kent. Much love and gratitude.